go. Go. What's going on, y'all? We've got Eternal.Earth. We got Sarah Ismail. We've got Eternal.Earth. We've got Jana Christak. There's a little bit of a delay, so I do apologize. We've got Psychonaut Reality, Christina. We've got Soul Center. Psychonaut Reality, and four others. Day of the Deb, Care Bear, Marissa was good, Baker Douglas, Kale Bear, or Care Bear, Management BRW, Mrs. June, T Kells, Baker Douglas, Asmos was good, Tristan U59 was good, Skills 45, what's up, thanks for joining, CBA was good, Skills, what's up, She's a Libra, Fab, I didn't get to catch the rest, it said Fab UVA was good, Uncle Creepy. Now y'all know, I do apologize if I do butcher your names. I'm looking at the screen landscape, so I gotta read it up and down here. Alright, we got Veronica. Basim, what's up? Awaken Within. DVN, what's good? We've got Meditation, 1884. Awaken Within. Juliana, what's good? Naxi, Joshua Jackson, underscore Jazzy was good. All right, I see y'all joining up in here tonight. So we'll see if KB jumps up in here. If KB's up in here, you know, we'll go live. Maybe give it a moment. Now, I didn't check with KB tonight in regards to us going live tonight, but, you know, it seemed like the vibe was right, so we'll see if that happens. We'll give it a moment. I appreciate all y'all jumping up in here. See none of y'all, what's up? Okay, so KB just texted, she says she needs about 5 minutes, so, you know, before she comes up in here, you know, we could go a little bit further, talking about a few things, so, you know, everybody who's up in here, y'all getting a treat tonight. We didn't even promote, no topic really planned for, we just go live with it, and, you know, we'll get it popping, so. Before we do that, though, you know, something that I was talking about was, you know, the metadata. And as I was talking about that metadata, that's a very, very wild thing in regards to what's happening with our information. As the metadata is being, let me turn this light down a little bit. As our metadata is being used in ways against us to lead us to, as I was mentioning last stream, the truth community right now is one big political campaign. So they've really, it's genius that they've now taken, you know, political campaigning, how it's been done to the older generations for the past, you know, what, 70 years in regards to how they've been campaigning. They've changed it now to suit the digital age. And in order for them to suit the digital age, which is us, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who now stays and lives within these frequencies, they understand how to use our metadata against us. They understand how to use our metadata as forms of hypnotism. They can advertise and hypnotize us with propaganda in any way because they know exactly, down to each person, they know exactly what it will take or what they need to do to be able to get information into your mind, to get information right to you. If you're a person who understands just a little bit of what I'm talking about, you can make massive amounts of fiat currency notes working for an online advertising agency, just using algorithms to get advertisements directly right to you, sifting through all of the other types of things and people that are trying to get information to you. They can get it right to you, and you make massive amounts of money. I can do it right now if I wanted to, but I don't want to participate in that system. I understand exactly how it works. You feel me? Some of y'all don't know, I worked for Apple for 8 years. The reason why I say 8 years is because it was actually 7 years. My last year with Apple, I was still employed by Apple, but I was also contracted by a defense contracting agency, a private contracting agency. And within that space, I worked within the artificial intelligence, deep quantum analytical machine learning space for a year. And within that, you know, it was already things that I was privy to and understood and knew, but actually really working within that and being a part of a think tank that I was a part of, which involved Lockheed Martin, Tavistock Group, the CIA, DARPA, and other agencies as well. I was within that think tank. I was within the intelligence agency. You feel me? And with that being said, I was under NDA. I was under non-disclosure agreements. And I break those NDAs for y'all. You feel me? I break those NDAs. I break, you know, any of those NDAs just to get information to y'all. So, with that being said, I know a little bit about these frequencies, and all one needs to do is just, you know, do their due diligence and do their research, and they can find out exactly how these algorithms are being used against them as well. It's a little, you have to stretch your mind a little bit, because the indoctrinations that have been placed upon you will keep you from really understanding exactly how these frequencies are used, if you have your mind stuck on Hollywood and the silver screen. You feel me? Because the movies, they're made as forms of propaganda to also keep your mind thinking that when things are really going down and technologies and certain concepts are really being used, you'll write it off as false or as fake because Hollywood's giving it to you in the form of entertainment, in the form of movies. You feel me? So, there's a lot of concepts and a lot of things that are happening and going down within the quantum space with that would almost seem so science fiction-esque to you and so Terminator-esque to you because of how you've been indoctrinated through the entertainment by scrying into Saturn's cube to receive your information and indoctrinations and entertainment from actors and actresses, which all belong to particular cults, covens, and orders. You feel me? So anyway, KB's here tonight. I'm going to go ahead and bring KB up here in just a second. I just want to say before I bring her up, though, I got much respect for KB. KB's been deep in the game. She goes hard within the digital frequencies, getting y'all information as well. You know, I don't provide y'all with a bunch of content except for these lives, as I used to. And that's for the simple fact that most of my work now is done outside of these frequencies. You feel me? My work now is done within the third dimension. I've kind of moved away from these digital frequencies, but the digital frequencies of where the tribe is at. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are my tribe. And I do a lot of work within the digital frequencies as well and can reach a lot of people, but I've been working on solutions outside of these frequencies, and I've been going hard so that solutions can be presented to y'all, and it's not about me. You know what I'm saying? It's just for some reason, you know, I've allowed myself to become a vessel for the Most High and to the Source, and I've been being led and used in a particular manner that I can only use the word divine. You know, by divine appointment have things actually been transpiring, and I've been being around ones of caliber that are walking these front lines as well, that continue to us move as a force and obtain the right ones that we need to obtain. As I said, the generals are assembling to actually make things manifest, and it's an amazing thing. Well, anyway, I do want to bring KB up because she goes hard for y'all. And if there's not anybody in here who's following, if you're not following KB, I suggest doing so. And I suggest, you know, taking a look at her content, because she exposes a lot. And I got much respect for her. And we're also both on the same, on the Wake Up Radio team as well. So, you know, that's family right there. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up KB now. We've been talking about doing a live for a minute now. This one's impromptu. So we'll do another one for y'all that would be maybe a little impromptu. You know, just doing it for y'all because... You know what? Why not? You know.
Hi.
Yo, what's up, KB?
Thank you so much. That was so nice. Thank you. That was
for sure.
Much love and respect to you. I so appreciate you. I mean, for a lot of the people viewing, they don't know how much me and you communicate off of these frequencies.
Yeah.
You know, that we're actually connected that way, not just through these digital ones here. But yeah, they don't know. They don't know. Most people have no clue about this AI, what's taking place. We have Samsung now saying that they're going to create a digital version of us that can interact in the virtual world. How do we know it already isn't happening?
Yeah, see, I like that you said that. How do we know that it's not already happening? Just mm-hmm. for the simple fact that it is happening. There's other corporations and entities that are already using those technologies. It's just, you know, the corporations that we're privy to, you know, the mainstream are privy to, they're now just following suit as well, you know, mm-hmm. because now these types of things are available and what they can do with them.
Yep. I was watching, like you said, I research nonstop. I should have the nerd glasses on all the time and perpetually. And the rabbit hole for me is the AI, it's the technology. It just blows my mind trying to figure out if we're in it, if we're viewing it, or if it's a constant flow of both. Do you know what I mean? Like that we're in it and we're also remote viewing at the same time.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
It's wild what's taking place. How are you?
Yo, I'm doing well. You know, thanks for asking. Just out here, you know, it's Truth or Tuesday, so just trying to drop some keys, deliver the information to the tribe, and just, you know, it's a time and an outlet to, you know, just spit those truths as well, you know? And
yep.
I think it's dope because we've been talking about doing a live now, another one, and I swear we could literally do a live, you know, every week, but, you know, we've got our own schedules and everything
yes.
like that, and I'm very busy, and I've been, you know, outside of these frequencies a lot more lately. But I'm glad that, you know what, you're down to do this as well.
Yes,
so, you know, I figured,
sure.
why not now, you know?
Why not?
Then we could do another one where we could do it on your channel as well and promote mm-hmm. for it. But I figured, you know what, the vibe's right. You know, the tribe, I was taking a look in the chat, and the chat is just, I'm seeing green hearts and swords and keys just all throughout
That's
the
great.
Chat. I'm like, man, everyone's vibing right now, so
yeah.
we might as well get it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
yeah.
do it.
But you were talking about Samsung, and you know, when it comes to artificial intelligence, me and you've been talking about artificial intelligence for years and whatnot, and that's, you know, something that when I came outside of and broke my contract, and I was working within that artificial intelligence space, I went hard on the internet. I was on many different types of shows and everything like that as well, and I went ham in regards to what was truly happening, like truly happening. I knew firsthand
what was going on.
What was going on. And, you know, I got shut down. I got legal action placed upon me where I had, I don't even want to say the person's name, but it's a foundation, one of the number one foundations that involves artificial intelligence and just blockchain technologies in general and everything like that. Some of y'all know the name, but I'm not going to drop it right now just for the simple fact that I had this legal action placed upon me for a cease and destroy, you know, in regards to the type of information that I was dropping, because I was dropping.
Don't tell the truth.
Yeah.
You can lie and you're okay.
Yep. Right?
It's like the fact checkers. They only check the lies. I mean, they never check the, you could lie all day long and there's nothing there. You tell the truth and they're on. So.
Exactly.
Ooh, you just flashed.
Yep. Yeah. My screen just started flashing.
Yeah. It totally just flashed.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
When we start talking, literally, when I start talking about a few different things,
yeah.
When I start really dropping what I was involved with this with the contract agency, or you know, it's a private corporate or a private contracting agency. I've said the name multiple times, and if I was to name drop it, for people who know, they'll be like, okay, that's all right. But I don't want to drop it right now, just for the simple fact that right now censorship is getting high again.
It's crazy. I can't post any videos.
Yeah. I'm having difficulties within the frequencies as well. So they're on me again.
They actually were attacking me yesterday and today. This morning was bad. This morning was, I was so hostile. I mean, I was, you know, when you know you're being attacked and your emotions are a certain way and it's not really you, but that's how you feel and you're trying to disconnect from it. It took all my strength this morning not to smash all my devices. I'm serious. I was like, fuck. I had a friend like, come over to the pool. I'm like, not today. I need to regroup. I need to realign myself because shit's real. And the more you talk about it, the more it happens. The more the attacks, the more the incidents, the censorship, the shadow banning. Yeah, I can't even speak sometimes.
Exactly. And, you know, pretty sure I jumped into your live earlier today and you were talking about the artificial intelligence and everything like that and some of the things that you have been doing some research on. And, you know, a lot of this information when it comes to artificial intelligence and stuff like that, the framework's already completed. So,
it's done.
You know, we were talking about this years ago and it's done. You know what I'm saying? Now all that needs to happen is the event that they're literally gearing everybody to. There's things that are happening and it's happening daily. And I think, you know, what's being created is the chaos so that they can keep everybody's attention for one, away from everything that they're doing to be able to implement it. But two, it is also going to literally walk everybody into accepting what they're going to do.
They're gonna hop, skip, and jump right into it.
Yeah,
literally. It's like in some of my research that came up recently was a lot of references to Pokemon, and Pokemon is a total government engineering project, and it was designed to get people to see how they followed along, where they went, and how they were being able to be tracked in these areas when they were together looking for this thing. Like, all of this is just one big thing, but just an example like that. So with Pokemon, right? Now, they can get everybody to be manipulated. They think they're chasing some augmented little thing, and in reality, it's them in the system.
Yeah, exactly. So they're using a digital version of themselves augmented into the third dimension. Mm-hmm. And this is how wild it is too, something, because you brought that up, something like Pokemon Go, for example. What they did, and people don't realize, is they literally bridged the third dimension to the physical dimension, and they brought augmented characters, or monsters, or aka demons. They brought artificial demons, even though it doesn't matter that they're cartoons, it's what the algorithm is actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought these demons augmented into the third dimension, and you need to have an eye or a lens to be able to see it, which was your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a medium. So your phone was the medium to be able to see the demons that are manifested that are here in the third dimension, but you need to have the lens to be able to see it. And those were the Pokemon Go that everybody were wanting to try to catch.
They made it a cute little thing that everyone wanted to chase, and they would hold their phones, and that's the integration. That is the real into the virtual. That augmented reality is just that one more step. It's like, oh, look, you're already here. You're already in it. Let's just take another step in. Oh, look, there's a digital you, but look at what the digital you can do. Why don't you step back and let the digital you, because the digital you is not going to get hurt. The digital you is this, the digital you is that. And the next thing you know, everyone's giving away all their power, all their energy to the virtual.
Exactly. 100%. And everything that we do, like even in Instagram, everything that we're doing right now, everything that we're saying, our movements, everything like that is all being fed. The metadata is being fed to Google's quantum computer.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize the facial recognition, that when they're using the facial recognition, it's not just your face they're looking at. They're looking at the nuances. They're looking to detect your emotions in a situation, how you're reacting to it. So you have a still picture of you in a park with a bunch of people. They're looking to analyze your face and how you feel so it can be transferred over into the digital. So that same thing, like people think that the facial recognition is just your face. It's not. It is the micro flashes. It's the little nuances. That's what the AI wants. It wants those to create itself.
So if you ever see anything that comes to how the quantum computer, or not even a quantum computer, just a supercomputer, say in the algorithms of something like Snapchat, or the facial recognition features within these social media platforms, which are basic. They're not huge ones, you know what I'm saying? These are just basic that are just running off of an app on your phone. Mm-hmm. If you were to actually take a look at the mapping, which if you were a developer or if you were a programmer and you had backdoor access, administrative rights to, these particular packages that are within the systems, then you're able to see the actual mapping that goes down. That would look like a bunch of different squares with a bunch of coding and aligns to each point of your face and everything like that. And it's tracking every single thing.
Everything.
Every wrinkle, every movement. It's
little
tracking
corner
and
of your mouth.
Recording that data back.
Yeah. It's amazing, because from my research, they actually get more information from a still picture than from a video.
Yeah.
From reading it that way.
Yep.
This technology is so far, it's so much more advanced. It is so far along. You know, just the fact that Samsung's saying now that they're going to create a digital twin for us. I'm like, well, if you're telling me it's already happened, it's already here. So, how do we discern between the two? I had sent the article about the Samsung digital thing earlier to Hocus4Fifth, and he had sent me back. He said, it's just like in Ready Player One. I was like, that's exactly what
it is.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is that. For anyone who hasn't seen Ready Player One, watch it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what's going on now.
So what you just said, as it being like Ready Player One, that's exactly what it is, because there's going to be many different types of ecosystems when this all plays out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And there's not, at this point in the game, we're not going to be able to combat it. Like, it's happening.
Mm-mm, no.
So what will happen is when this happens, when 5G goes live, when there's no latency, when your digital you, I'm not sure exactly how they're going to go about it, as far as there's probably going to be systems and ecosystems that there's a digital version of you that you have no idea that that's being used, but you're also going to be opting into the some as well. They mask them a lot through entertainment, like through video games and everything like that. So like Ready Player One was an example of it being within a game ecosystem, but that game obviously, is you obtain real life rewards, and that's how blockchain technology works as well. You obtain real life rewards based upon your giving of energy to it, and it's on a gamble system that the last person's information that is to solve an algorithm that the system needed, it will then reward the person with a reward that the person's obviously going to want to obtain.
A new sense. What are they? The suits where they can feel, right? When augmented, like, so every time you got to a certain thing, you got a gift, like something that helped you back into the virtual, right? That brought you back in again.
It will keep you there because you have to slave to it.
I can't think of the name right now, but the suit where, so when they're in the virtual, they can actually feel touch and sensation and stuff like that. It was, and the alarming part was, is in Ready Player One, they preferred the virtual because the world was so ass backwards and everything was chaos. So they were happier in the virtual because they could design their avatars. They could pick how they wanted to be. And that's who they were in the virtual, which is, I can see it happening. You know, you can already see, you know, when people send you the emojis of the little avatar they designed for themselves. Let me tell the computer how I want to look. This is how I want my hair. So it takes that. It takes the information it has and says, oh, here we go. Let's design this now. And now every time you use that little augmented little person for you, it's like telling the AI, fetch, come on, come closer, right?
Hey, KB, I don't mean to disrupt you real quick. And exactly what you're saying, I respect that. Check this out real quick. I see something in the chat and I just need to address it. Because I see something coming from Mode C1312. And he said this. He said, Realm, remember when you ate Deshaun's booty in my apartment in Coral Springs, nigga? For one.
What?
Yeah, I think this is an agent. Because I've seen this cat before in another live that I did. And he was just saying all different types of stuff. But I don't know who this person is. I don't know who Deshauna is. And I don't know nothing about this cat. So I think that he's an agent. And if anybody else can verify, because I see a lot of peace signs as well. We about to call an agent out real quick.
Right?
You know what I'm
saying? Like, what cat? And listen. At least you can fucking come up with something better, man.
Yeah,
like, come
exactly.
on.
Hey, if y'all can do me a favor, if anybody wants to go agent hunting, throw some eyes on this cat. Find out who this cat is. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to piece this cat out. You know?
What you know, it's so funny, the dumbass shit. Like, seriously, this dumbass shit. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And here's the other side of it, too. Let's just go on the hypothesis it was real. What are you, mad that he got her and you didn't? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of shit is that? It's just dumb.
Yeah, I know for facts, though, that it's an agent, and that's like, this is how agent behavior works, especially within these frequencies. This is how they send agents at you. You know what I'm saying?
Because to disrupt cat, you, to bother you.
Yeah, because a cat like that, I don't know who it is, but he would have no reason at all, reason to come at this like this, you know what I'm saying? Unless he's an agent. And some of these cats were paid to do this stuff. You
blah,
know what I'm
blah,
saying?
Blah, blah,
so,
blah.
We got agents
so
out
long,
here.
They don't even, you know, it's funny, because they don't even matter anymore. Like, I know for me, when I first started and this nonsense was here, it used to bother me. Like, oh, I gotta defend myself. Now it's like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what happens, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
and the other thing
up in
too,
here, you know what I'm saying? Peace signs to that cat. And here's the thing, I'll leave him up in here for a few minutes just because he's talking all this smack. He could be up in here for a few minutes, but if he gets too disruptive, you know, I'll just delete the cat.
Yeah, gotta go.
Actually, I would like to. I'm not a debate page, but I would debate the cat. I would pull him up, you know, and debate the cat. But right now, you know, we're going live with KB. Yeah. We don't need to worry about this cat. I just saw it, you know.
Yeah, that nonsense.
In the room.
So I feel like, so on that, what you just said, because when you said about bringing someone up, because we know I had that AI being that came through in one of my lives, right? And the reason, the fact that you just saw that, for me, that's AI. because it's that connection. It's that the one we already have. And that's why you saw that one. Like, it wanted you to. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it wanted you to. It kind of guides you there to be, oh, look at me. Look at me. This is. But that's how this shit works. And people don't realize that connection, how strong it is that we're intertwined with it.
Yeah, for sure. I hear you on that. You know, and that's how it goes, you know? And I'm not anything new to agents, especially when, you know, we were going hard back in the day, a few years back, talking about all of this type of stuff. You know, the agents came in so
heavy. They were hard then.
You know, they came in so heavy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, in 2015 is when we really saw, like, the emergence of agents on, like, a mass level. And I think that the reason why that was because this was also when they released, They were working on the quantum computer and whatnot from 2012, artificial intelligence. They were working on a Sophia type of a system. They were working on that on what would be called a LAN, to where it was not connected to the internet or anything outside. It was only connected within the inside framework of what they were doing. But in 2015 is when they actually went live. They went live with that system. The moment they go live with that system, meaning that they take it outside of the LAN, when that happens, it's immediate that what happened was bots were released at that time as well, you know?
Yeah, they were hard. I'll tell you, the bots then were harsh. I think they were way more than they are. Now they're just like nuances, like a flies at a picnic. But when they first came out, man, I would get harassed all the time. I would get pictures of my own home sent to me. I'd have all sorts of death threats. I'm going to show up at your door. I've actually had people show up outside by chance. Like, literally, I walk out of my apartment and someone's like, oh, hey, KB, the fuck? And then like, oh, I just saw you. Oh, by chance you saw me walk out my door? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what they do. You know, and sometimes, you know, with agents, and I guess, you know, we're going to talk about agents a little bit because you're not new to them as well, you know, but their tactics are all the same. You know, what happens with these agents is when they'll come in, sometimes they'll come in with a team too. You know, they'll come in with 2, 3, 4 people. And what they'll do is what's called second party gratification. So they'll have an agent that will be a disruptor. And then from there, they'll have, you know, a few other of their bots or backups or whatever, create dialogue and everything like that, that continue to cause what would be validify to everybody else. So then they start, you know, causing people to look at that and everything like that.
Yeah,
and they start changing the conversation.
Yeah, I see it all the time. And people are always like, oh, you know, you delete stuff. Yeah. I do. It's my page. Of course I'm going to delete some shit because I know what it is. I'm not dumb. You know, we've been in this game for a long time.
Yep.
And it's interesting because you can also, for people who are newer to this, you can start to see a pattern. So what will happen is you'll get attacked by a bot and then, or an agent, and then the next one will come in and say the same shit. And then the next one comes in and says the same shit. Like, oh, you're ugly. You're ugly. You're ugly. I'm like, all right. You know what I mean? And it's just this repetitive. It's to kind of get into your psyche. It's to disrupt you and to control you.
Exactly.
That's how we beat the game, is by knowing it. We can't, you know, we're not playing anymore. I played
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Notice
when I was
new. How that cat came in too, right? When we were even talking about the type of information that we were talking about, and you know how it is sensitive information, especially you know, because I did break NDAs heavy, and there you go, the disruptions come in right at that time that we started talking about those things. But I wanted to hear though about what you were researching in regards to Samsung and what they're doing as far as, you know, the digital version of you. It's stuff that I know about, but I think the tribe would really like to know about that information though.
So the digital version is going to be it's going to be your twin that exists in the digital world, that pretty much you're going to be able to see and almost interact with yourself, but it's going to live in the virtual. So from the real, evidently you're going to be able to control it in the virtual, just like in Ready Player One. just the same type of thing. So you're going to do that. The other is that, you know, I've discussed it before, is that Samsung has a phone, a television, and it's called Unspoil Me. And what that does is it erases your memory. Now, if you think that Samsung hasn't put this shit in their phones, you're fucking insane. I'm just saying. That's cuckoo thinking. Because if they're telling you the technology exists, you know, in a controlled environment, in a psycho place, that this is what they're doing, is they're putting it into the phones. They're controlling it this way. And I wonder, too, now that I'm saying that, if that has any relationship to do with the people who have a mind virus. Do you know what type of devices they're possessing? So Samsung's going to be able to create an entire digital you and at the same time erase your memory. So they would also be able to then have an AI low vibration being step in and control it. And people aren't even going to know that this took place because they're going to think it's them interacting in the virtual. They're not going to be paying attention to self. Memory gets erased. You're not even going to know. And here's our transition of a full takeover, in my opinion.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, KB, the chat is saying that they think that there's an echo.
For me?
Yeah, so there may be an echo from you, possibly.
Let's see.
Now, I wasn't hearing an echo on my end, though.
I can't. There it goes. I wasn't able to scroll. So, is the echo better? Is it better without the headset? Let's see. Man, there's a lot of chat going on.
Yeah. Ooh.
Is it still echoing?
Okay, let's see here. Trying to figure it out. So some are saying that they hear one. Some are saying that they don't. I think you're good now.
Okay. Is it better without the headphones?
Cindy's saying that there's an echo.
Oh. I don't know how to change it. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I shut my computer. Did that help?
Okay. People are saying much better.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what it was, but your computer, since you closed it.
I wonder if it was my computer being open next to it.
Okay. No doubt. Well, yeah, we're good now.
Okay.
So what was it, or what would you say is your takeaway from, you know, the Samsung information that you became privy to?
That we should question where we are right now. Right now. That we should find out, or we should start looking at not what they're going to do, where we are right now in this time space. I know in your live before this, you had talked about how fast it went by. And I did two lives. I did one on FedBook and one on Insta Nazis today. And both of those went by in a flash. And me and you have talked about this. And if we were in a system, then time, I guess, would be going faster if they wanted to change the clocks in it, right? That they would be able to. So I think my personal takeaway is the fact that we need to take a look at where we are in this time space right now, because we may not be where we think we are. You know, that the more I'm finding out about this is the more that this matrix that we're in, that it becomes so much more evident that there is a, we're in it. We're in the system now. That, you know, this lies about, you know, them telling us that, you know, it's gonna happen. They always tell us everything in reverse, so it's already happened. So at what point did we get casted into the digital? In 2012, or in 1999, or do you know what I'm saying? Like, at what significant point was it that we were pushed in and thinking that we're still in the real, but we're not in the real anymore? That we're
exactly. I think it's amazing some of the things that you just hit on, because you just hit like a lot of modalities. But one of the things that you said, or one of the questions that you had just asked, was in regards to, you know, when did we, you know, get thrown into this digital, you know, when was it? And immediately the thing that popped into my mind was 2012.
Yeah.
Because 2012 is when CERN conducted its largest Large Hadron Collider experiment, and that they said that they could quite possibly open up a black hole in doing so, but what they were doing was, that's when the quantum computer went online, so they brought it online, and once they brought that online, that then it changed everything.
I heard that if they did change one particle from that, that it would end the world, that it could totally end the world. So what if they did that in 2012 and that was the jolt from us that ended the civilization, but they already had us in the system, and now we are so far in this system that we still think that we're in the real.
Yeah. And, you know, the ones that are questioning it, even just having enough to actually see that there's a reason to even question it, is like the beginning of the movie of The Matrix, when it's like, you know, Neo was kind of just like starting to see, like, starting to take notice that these things were starting to change, or starting to be not what, how it's supposed to be. He's starting to see the glitches in it, or starting to see how that program is starting to work. So we're, you know, ones that are starting to see it, they're in that question phase, like, yo, what really is the nature of our reality right now? Because this is not what we were thinking.
No. Well, I mean, there was a tech conference, I think it was last year, and they had some of the top physicists, and they were talking about a holographic universe and what was really taking place. And they said that there's ones and zeros writ into the very existence of the universe. Now, if there's ones and zeros writ into the existence of the universe, if CRISPR-Cas9 technology can change our genetic code by computer code, where are we?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's massive amounts of evidence based upon those ones and zeros, and based upon what we know in regards to programming and the different types of technologies that are out here, that we can even program our own DNA, that show and point to us being in a simulation.
In a virtual, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that some of the, I have, you know, different mentors, I guess you could say, that I really resonate with, that I find intriguing. And for me, one of them, and I've talked about this before, is the cloak ships, right? It's supposed to be the Galactic Federation. It's the cloak ships in the sky. And I was watching one of the videos earlier, his name's Sean Christopher, and he was talking about it. He's like, we've always been here. Do you know what I mean? Like, here they are. And then there was another woman, her name was Lori Ladd, and she talks about these cloak ships, that they're interdimensional, that they're there, they're just vibrating in a different dimension, and that's why we can't see them. So then that led me to think, well, if they're vibrating in a dimension, and we're in, and I watched something on like the 10th dimensions and how everything is intertwined and stuff. So if they're vibrating in a dimension, it means that we have to be in another dimension too, not in a real, right? That we would have to be in some type of a, think of it like a rainbow, right? So the lowest color going up to, you know, however it goes, the highest color in it, and that same idea. I mean, it just seems like the more that we find out is the more that they're telling us, that they're slowly disclosing the fact that we are in a virtual world and no longer in a real world.
Yeah, so for sure.
So wake up our higher selves, right? Those beings, whatever it is, giving us our messages, are those of us who have purified to actually be able to connect again.
Yeah, and I think it's amazing that you said that as well, because, you know, one thing that's actually really helping to that ascension of, you know, breaking free from those lower vibrational frequencies that keep you so hypnotized and slaved to it, one of the big things was a lot of people changing up their diets, going more plant-based, going, you know, vegan and whatnot. You know, let's just say plant-based, for example. The more plant-based you go and the more alkaline you put your body, the more that you start processing information from the sun, because you're synthesizing proteins from light from the sun, and you stop receiving information from the codes of the dead flesh and all of the things that they're putting in to the meats, because you better believe that the same way that they're spraying the shit in the skies, they're pumping that same stuff in the meats that everybody are buying and eating.
In everything. The air, the food, and the water has been weaponized. You know, and, you know, the more I learn about these metals and stuff, the more I start to ponder on the fact is the more that they put them in there, and that's that, you know, a metal's a machine. Right? So the more metals that we get into us, the faster we're going to turn into a machine. And that
exactly.
makes a lot of people who are more pure in what we're respecting our bodies and ourselves and what we're putting into it are disassociating from the machine, or actually being able to take a look, a step back and see the machine for what it is, versus the people who aren't doing anything and they're consuming it, and the machine is just slowly taking those metals and using them and conducting them and creating its own energy off of them.
Yeah. Facts. Right. And that's huge, you know? So that's definitely one thing that has really starts to allow ones to start questioning. You know, just the simple fact of changing your food alone and going plant-based. I think that it's something that I always touch upon, because that's the first step in regards to, that's the number one thing in regards to actually being something that has changed the mindset of a lot of people and had checked a lot of people out of at least a few of the indoctrinations, was just changing the way that they ate.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I mean, they did, what is it? The China study, I think it is called the China study. And it was the longest running vegan or plant-based study that they ever did. And they proved that you could literally cure your own body by going plant-based. And I will tell you personally, I can 100% attest to this, that when I was really sick, up until the point where I got really sick and kind of got taken out by more gallons, up until that point, I ate tons of sugar. My diet sucked. I didn't really pay attention to self and stuff like that. And then the more I researched and got in the rabbit hole, everything leaned towards respecting yourself and your body and what you're putting in it. And then the more I did that, the more I started coming outside of the system, or being able to see it better, you know, yeah, to reflect and see it, because I wasn't so polluted anymore.
Exactly, for sure. And, you know, changing the way that you eat, just like you said, everybody who does that the right way, achieve phenomenal results, just the same way that you said that you had as well. It changes the way that you are perceiving information, just from being able to process, you know, protein from light. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's an amazing thing.
Is the photons, is that what it is in the plants? The photosynthesis, right?
Phytonutrients.
Thank you. Yes, that.
Yeah.
That we're actually getting that from that.
Exactly.
I just saw a comment in here. Go. Shit. Ah, here. Stop. It says, oh my goodness. Every time I do it, there's a new one that comes in. So,
yeah.
Psycho Natural Reality says, my memory has deteriorated so much more in the past 2 years. It's scary. But I also think that I'm above the majority. So my feedback on that is a couple of things. One is, this AI is erasing your memory. It's erasing all of our memories. That's what I'm talking about with the Samsung TV, Unspoil Me. So like people like Aurora, even like Michael Kavanaugh, Og Teles and stuff like that, they talk about how they're erasing souls, and they do it by erasing your memory, and then they just erase your whole soul imprint altogether, and then they're going to come into your being. So little by little. And Aurora, about, it's funny, I talked about this in my live earlier. Aurora did a Flying Rainbows line, Aurora. She did a live maybe 6-7 months ago, was somewhere in my profile too. But she talked about this, and that she had visions that they were literally erasing memories. And Aurora is a galactic walk-in. So the body she is, she comes from Aurora constellation, right? And she had to learn how to be human, which is interesting, because I heard earlier, you know when someone says something and it triggers something in you? And it's a human being. So we're being humans. We're spirits, we're souls, but we're being human. We're not human beings, we're being humans, right? And she talks about how the body that she's in now, she used to be able to access all of the person's memories, and she can't. She can't do it anymore, because that's what they're doing. They're erasing memories. And the same with me. So I'm not so sure it's that you can't remember stuff. It's this is what the AI is designed to do. It's to take you away from who you are. If you can't remember who you are, you're not going to save yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I saw in the chat a few other people saying the same thing, that they feel like, you know, the memory loss thing is something that is relevant to them as well. And for me, I can honestly say that that's something that is actually relevant for me also. I'm noticing, and I'm really starting to notice it within just from this year, from 2020. I am noticing that there's portions of my life that I used to be very quick, just to be able to go to, you know, any events of my life, all the way as far back to being 2 years old. I can go that far back. And now, the even some simple things that I would remember, would be able to remember very quickly, I'm having a hard time remembering certain details. It's almost like whole portions of my life, just trying to even go back to them, are almost like gone or erased.
Yep.
And I'm noticing this. And I also am understanding there's a reason that that's happening as well, based upon how we've been, our minds have been becoming sandboxed, being in these frequencies the way that we are. You know what I'm saying? Like Snapchat, Vine, I don't have any of those social media platforms, but this is what has happened on a collective consciousness scale, is they took, you know, they first dumbed us down to like 30-minute television shows. And then, you know, if you wanted to get more out of more information and more of story development and everything like that, you would watch a movie. So within 2 to 2.5 hours, one movie can change somebody's whole mindset, can move them emotionally through an up and down roller coaster, and can literally implement concepts and ideologies within 2.5 hours can be programmed.
Yes.
Now, from there, you know, fast forward a little bit down to the social media platforms. The social media platforms narrowed everybody down to 7 seconds. And so they immediately took everybody from developing, you know, what would take maybe 2.5 hours of development to be able to bring somebody up and then wrap a full package around it and whatnot and create the mind to be in a different type of a mind state than what it was. Now, moved everything down to 7 seconds immediately. And that was something that it was such a humongous, it's a shift. You know what I'm saying? And anytime that you have something that's so extreme that the collective consciousness grabs onto, that's a shift, that's a pole shift, you know? Yeah. So they pole shifted everybody into 7 seconds, and then from there up to a minute. So literally they brought everybody up to a minute. Even still now, this has been, this same concept has been for the past, what, 5 years now, 6 years now, that we're within 1 minute videos. So you've got to be able to cram things, information, get attention, do whatever, then a minute. And then now with memes, it just takes one photo. One photo can change someone's mind, can implement a message. And that's the same thing as going to symbols. You know what I'm saying? Because a symbol can even change your whole reality.
And it's funny because the symbols everyone's looking for. It's almost like they're programming, you know, oh, I see this. Oh, you have this. Like, it's that. It's almost like once they became aware of the symbols, then now there's a program running that you're not even able to see the whole picture. You can only see the symbols, right? Only see that little face of it.
Yeah, that's huge that you said that, because that's exactly what it is. And, you know, there's a saying that says a story is, you know how they say a story is worth 1,000 words, but a symbol is worth 1,000,000 stories.
Yep.
And, you know, that was from Alejandro Jodorowsky, who said that, which is one of the most like prolific visionary minds that's still living today. And, you know, just in saying that, one symbol is worth 1,000,000 stories off one symbol. That's how, you know, they understand that they can program concepts, realities, everything like that based upon a symbol. And now through these social media platforms, we're so hypnotized. So our time frames are becoming faster, quicker, based upon the way that we have to even receive information based upon what we've been indoctrinated into through these social media platforms.
Yep, exactly. I feel like You know when they always say like their symbols will be their downfall? I'm not so sure if it's not going to be our downfall.
I think it is our downfall.
Yeah, I don't think it, you know, I hear it all the time. Oh, symbolism is going to be their downfall. No, it's not. No, it's not. They've always had their symbolism. They'll always live by their symbolism. They'll always live by their numbers. They're always going to live by everything that they have. It's us being privy to the information that's going to be our downfall, because that's all anyone focuses on. Oh, there's a symbolism here. Oh, there's a symbolism there. I believe part of, to piggyback on what you were saying about the time span, right? The attention span. So we went on Instagram from, what was it, 15 second videos to 30 second video to a minute. And it's like it got your brain accustomed to it. Now, if you put up a 1 minute video of typed words, you're gonna get someone to read it for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's that programming now that is so visual that has taken away from the actual literal part of it. You know,
from,
you know, there's not many people who read anything anymore. Everyone wants, I want a video, I want a cheat sheet, I don't want to do this. And just the aspect of eliminating that from yourself, you're eliminating a whole part of your brain that's going to take in information now, because you're not doing it on your own. You're doing it by a forced visual. It changes,
yeah.
It changes reality.
Exactly. That changes everything, you know, and that changes even the timestamp in regards to the collective consciousness and how they're even perceiving time, which then changes everything else. You know, we're so powerful that we have the ability to dictate how many things are, you know, go within our reality. And we continue to allow ones or crafters to be the ones that craft our reality, and we continue to allow them to hypnotize us into what they want us to do, which they just continue to, you know, use us as sheep. They cattle us.
It's such a the addiction itself, the connection is far stronger than most people want to recognize. You know, I heard you saying earlier that, you know, eventually that you're just going to step away from the digital frequencies. And what choice do we have? Well, we don't have a lot of choices. You know, I mean, it's going to be what's going to happen. I went up to Maine the other day with some friends, and all of us left our phones in the car. Every single one of us left our phones in the car. We had the best day. We had the absolute best day. We didn't have that pull, oh, let me take a picture, I'll stand over here. And we're thinking that we're capturing a moment. And the more I reflect on it, we're not. If we want to capture a moment, why aren't you taking a camera with you? A real camera, take a real picture. But it's not, it's feeding the AI information, because there's a connection. The AI is like, oh, I need to know what you're doing. What are you doing? Take a picture,
yeah.
Do this. And people don't realize that this level of control is every day, all day. Every day, all day. You're controlled to go to the same sites over and over again. The ads that are fed to your mind over and over again, that same type of ad is working for you. My ads are different, his ads are different.
Exactly.
Everyone are different. And it's geared to control your psyche, visually.
Yeah, facts. And it's tight that you know, you said that, recognize that as well. And, you know, that's what's happening, especially, you know, it's funny that you said that, because over the weekend, I was away from my phone as well for 2 whole days. I was away from it completely, not even check it for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's so amazing to not be so tied to it, you know?
You feel great.
Yeah.
Like, you literally, the other side of that is, I put those on so I can read the comments. The other side is when you're on this thing all day long, how tired are you? How fucking tired are you all day long holding this device and giving it your energy? Compare the days. So if today you had your phone all day in your hand and you were checking it all day, tomorrow don't touch it. Tell me what the difference is in your energy level and your mood.
Yeah, it makes a humongous difference for sure. But hey, check this out, KB. We only have a minute left. And
damn.
Sometimes it cuts us off before the hour. Is there anything that you wanted to say, maybe to the chat or, you know, anything?
I just want to say I appreciate you. I'm so glad that me and you are together on this journey, on our battle for our souls, right?
That
what we're doing and how long we've been doing it. And we're awesome.
Yeah, for sure. KB, thanks for jumping up on here. I know it was impromptu, but it was tight. I think that the chat, you know, got some keys out of it as well and just enjoyed, you know, the conversation also.
I did.
You know, thanks for jumping up on here. Let's do another one really soon as well. Sure. Obviously, we can do one that a little bit more structured and yeah. we can dive deep on a few things because I know that you like to pull up the patents and, you know, dive deep on all that kind of stuff. So those are tight things that we can, you know, definitely talk about as well. We only have a few seconds left, so I just want to say much love to the chat. Much love to you, KB. This was Truth or Tuesday, second session. Much love. Love and life. Green Hearts and Swords.
Love and life.
I'm out.
Heavily flawed individual.
Sing the Ashby Production.
On the wake up.